Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I want to talk to you guys about how to invest and get 18% in real estate right now without owning a property or putting up very little money. But one thing I got to address before I get into that, I don't get into politics that much. You know, I talk about the economy and things like that, but this thing really pissed me off. Like, so I got to address it real fast. And then I'm going to get into the whole reason of why I want you guys to invest in real estate right now for 18%. But take a look at this, man. I'm like, why in the world is this man of all people talking about inflation lowering the cost for American families? I'm like, is this man really running on this? Is this his midterm thing that he wants to talk about? And if you guys are listening to this and not seeing the YouTube video, it says, you know, Biden's standing in front of a picture saying lowering costs for American families. He's in Irvine. And so I saw this because it popped up and I'm like, I can't believe this man of all people is talking about lowering costs for American families. I just thought that was funny. And, you know, he's the same person saying, oh, I think it was 3 months ago in August, he was saying that inflation, there was no inflation. And then he went from saying there was zero inflation to now inflation has been running at 2%. And it's like, bro, you got to be living under a rock to think that inflation is at 2% or to even say that it was at 0%. But the one thing after I saw this, I was like, where is the highest bridge that I can find and how close is it? But it was too far. So I just looked up in the sky like, did this man really just say that he's trying to lower the cost for American families? But anyway, so that brings me to the reason why I want you guys to get into real estate right now and how you can earn 18% right now investing in real estate. So one of the things that I wanted to show you guys, I wish you guys, you know, if you're listening to this, check out the video because I can't really explain what you can be seeing. And for the guys that are watching this video right now, I went to realtda.com and I'm showing, I bought 4 certificates for properties. And as you can see here, one of them only cost me $511, but you can see the interest rate being 18%. So the interest rate is 18%. Hypothetically, if inflation is at how they say 8.2% last month, if inflation is at 8.2% and the interest rate on this certificate for this property is 18%, you're basically getting 10% yield if you were to go out and buy this, you know, this is a tax certificate. If you go out and buy this tax certificate for this particular property. So it's called tax lien investing. If you were to go out and buy, say, for instance, this property here, the address, if you guys want to look it up, if you're listening, is 5513 Westfield Street, Orlando, Florida, 32808. The property is worth $132,000. And it's a nice house. You can look at it here. It's a very nice house. And I bought the tax lien certificate. It was $511. So this is for 2016. And then I bought the second one for $287. That was also for 2016 on a different property. So I ended up buying 4 tax lien certificates. So if you don't know, there's a redemption period of 12 to 18 months, depending on the state, where a person can come back and redeem their back taxes on what they owe and they can keep their property. So in this particular case, they have 2-year time frame for the one in Florida, the redemption period, I think, is 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. So if you look here, I went back to 2016. So since I went back to 2016, I can literally foreclose on this property if I were to able to acquire this tax lien certificate for $511. So I got it. I bought it. I'm getting 18%. So back to the whole inflation thing. Inflation is literally, realistically, it's probably about 18-20%. If you add up, you know, the cost of food, gas, things like that, it's going to come up to about 18-19%. But we go on with the number based on the people that don't really believe or really believe what the media says, that is 8.2%. Even if we go with the 8.2% inflation that the government gives us, you're still going to earn a 10% yield on this $511. If this $511 was in the bank right now, you'd be getting what, 0.1%? Even if you were getting 1% per se, you're still not doing as well as you would be able to get 10%. If this person did not redeem this $511 or come pay it by the time it's time for the tax sale, I would essentially have to catch up 2016 all the way to 2022, which is really not that much. And so what a person would do in this particular case, I could go to the county and say, hey, I want to foreclose on this property because I own this particular certificate. I'm going to be able to foreclose on this property for $511. The only thing that I'm going to have to do is catch up the payments between 2016 and 2022. So when I looked at it, I think the total came out to $3,000 is what I would have had to pay to catch up the taxes from 2016 to right now to own this very nice property that's $132,000. So if I would have got this property, it's worth 130 grand. I would have probably put it back on the market for 95,000 just to move it like the next day. I would have made a lot of money. The person that bought it would have had, you know, 40 or 50,000 worth of equity. It would have been a good deal. But what happened? The guy came back literally the day before I was getting ready to go to auction, and he came back and he paid the $3,000. So obviously I didn't get the property, but since I did own this one particular certificate, I got 18% on that $500, which is not a lot of money, but it's better than what I would have got in my money sitting in the bank. The only reason why I'm pointing this out to you guys, as you can see here, I had four of these. My total amount came out to $1,800, $1,800, and I was getting 18% interest that was guaranteed on this $1,800. So I think I got a check in the mail for like $625 or something like that. And that was in like 7 or 8 months. But had this guy not came, I would have had that beautiful property right there for only $3,000.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally, or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs. People do. They know what I'm talking about. And now you can too with InvestFAR. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
So in all actuality, the reason why this amount is 1800, I bought four different certificates for four different properties. And so I knew the actual amount for this one because I looked it up. I did my research and I know that the amount basically, what you could do to make it easy for yourself is like the face amount is generally the amount that's going to be the same tax amount every single year, plus or minus like $70 or $80. So I knew that doing the math, it was going to run me like, I think, like I said, this was like about a year ago. It was going to run me $3,200 for me to get that property. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because you guys can go out and guarantee either 18% interest on real estate that you can't get from a bank. And if that person doesn't come, then you get to redeem, you get the property. So it's a win-win. If you go out and you do something like what I'm saying, you'll get 18% interest guaranteed. Even if it's just a small amount, $500, $700, $1,000, it's still safer than putting your money in the stock market where you're not guaranteed 18%. It's still guaranteed that if this doesn't work out, you'll get your money back. The county has to pay you back. They can't hold your money and hold the money from the person that came and paid their back taxes. Like, that's illegal. So you would get your money back regardless. So don't think of it as like, oh, it's a small amount. It's way more secure with you buying tax liens than you keeping your money in the bank, especially right now with the economy doing what it is and the financial crisis that we're heading in my opinion. So it's even safer, even if there wasn't a financial crisis, it's more safe because you're getting 18% of your money and inflation is at 8.2%. So if you leave your money in the bank and it's just sitting there, let's say we're going to take $1,000, you're losing basically 8% of that money just sitting in the bank versus you going out and taking that $1,000 and you going out and buying like one or two tax lien certificates. In worst case scenario, you get a house. I mean, that's a bad deal, man. It's horrible. So I either get 18% or I get a house. Man, that sucks. So I'm just saying, guys, like, I hopped on here real quick to talk about this strategy, man. Like, I think what people should be doing, and this is just Florida. I love Florida. You know, I lived there for, you know, almost 12 years. So I talk about it a lot. I know it really well. I like this place because you can get some really good properties, even land for, you know, I just showed you, you know, $511. If you guys are looking at this on YouTube, you can see that it's $287 for one, $287. I bought two. These parcels were right next to each other. So this land plot, it was a land plot. I was going to get, it was worth $90,000. So that's why I jumped on both of them. It didn't make sense for me to buy one because the plot would have been too small. So I went ahead and bought the both of them right next to each other. It was the same owner. He also came back within hours of the tax sale and he bought his properties. He redeemed it as well. What I think I should have did differently with this one, I notified the real estate agent who I think ended up calling this guy because this guy lived in San Clemente in California. And I think when I talked to the agent, he was like, oh, I know that guy. Because the same agent that I reached out to, he also bought tax lien certificates and he ended up getting four or five land plots in the same area because he lived there. So he knew this guy. So I really do think he called this guy because I found this. And the guy, it was literally like 48 hours before it was time to go. And this guy hadn't redeemed the certificate. So I really honestly believe that this agent called this guy and was like, hey, they're about to foreclose on your taxes, man, on your land, man. Let's work something out. Or he just notified them because they were friends. So I ended up losing that one. So my advice to you guys is don't reach out to an agent with something like this. Just go for what it is. Do your own research the best that you can. Because I know I would have got this land parcel and this came out to, I think it was $6,000 I would have had to pay and I would have had $90,000 and it was 2 acres. And this area was booming, man. It was right across the street from a school. Matter of fact, you guys might've heard me talk about this 2 years ago on a podcast when I talked about tax lien investing. This is that particular land plot that I said I was going to get. This guy came and redeemed it. But anyway, it was $90,000 what I would have made and I would have only put up $6,000. But again, I got my money back plus the 18% interest. It was a win-win. I took that money. I put it back in the bank. So I'm just telling you guys this right now, man. Go to realtaxlien.com and it'll give you different websites that you can pull up and it'll give you information on different areas that you can buy tax liens from. So go to Tax Lien. There's probably quite a few different tax lien websites you can go to. I use this one because I think it works for me. But if not, go to your county website. And you can do the same thing by going to your county website. But this property call, realauction.com. Go to realauction.com and they have a bunch of different counties on their website that you can just go through. And they make it super easy for you to do tax lien investing. So go to realauction.com and they'll connect you. You can do tax deed applications. You can do tax lien certificates. You can do all of that stuff. Foreclosure auctions, the whole thing. So I challenge you guys to look into that, man. I'm showing you guys right here where I got 18% on multiple certificates. It's a win-win, man. So right now, that's kind of what I'll be doing. And instead of investing into the stock market, which is really risky, I would get into tax lien investing. And because if people are getting their properties foreclosed on through the bank, their likelihood of them paying their taxes on a property, the property tax is what I'm saying. The likelihood of them paying their property taxes is slim too, man. So If they're not paying their mortgage, they're not paying their property tax. So you could actually, what I would say, tax liens supersede a mortgage. That's one thing that I need to point out. If you guys get the tax lien and then the bank tries to foreclose, your tax lien is going to take precedence over the mortgage that the person has on the property. So you will still be able to get that property and that person will still be responsible for that mortgage note. It don't matter to you. You just got a property for $3,000 and that person has to figure out how to pay that mortgage note, but you still own that property. That's another reason why you should look into tax lien investing. So like I said, go to realauction.com and check out their properties on their state, if not go to your county. And it's the same thing. Some of you might have to go down to the county in person, and that's how Orange County is. In Florida, you have to go down to the county, but luckily they have realauction.com. But guys, look into tax lien investing for the next couple months and get properties that way. And hey, man, that's kind of why I hopped on here, guys, to give you guys a quick look at tax lien investing and how you can make 18% of your money. All right, guys, take care.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.